During the first part of our solemn liturgy this evening, we listened to three readings from Genesis, Exodus, and Ezekiel. And these readings speak to us in both mythic and prophetic terms about an ancient people's experience of God as both purifier and protector, who in the face of the world's corruption and cruelty sought to cleanse and deliver the people from all that would diminish or enslave them, and who also sought to bring them into a loving and life-giving relationship with God, gathering them from the nations, sprinkling them with cleansing water, and creating in them a new heart and a new spirit, that they might be and be known to be God's people forever. We also read from Matthew's Gospel tonight how on that first Easter morning nearly two millennia ago, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary made their lonely and grief-stricken way to the tomb of Jesus at the break of dawn. And while these women would have certainly heard the same mythic and prophetic words of Scripture that we heard tonight, proclaimed often in their synagogues and perhaps even expounded upon by Jesus, such words of assurance and hope were no doubt far from their hearts and minds that morning as they struggled in their grief and fear to make some sense of the senseless death of Jesus, the one who had come to embody for them the very love of God in their lives. It was all tragically over, or so they thought. And so as they made their way to the tomb that morning, they were not only concerned about how they would move the stone that blocked the tomb's entrance, they were also concerned about how they themselves would move forward through their heartbreak and sorrow. Imagine, therefore, how shocked and terrified they must have been as the very ground upon which they walked shook violently and the stone rolled away. Imagine how frightened and astounded they must have been by the words of the angel who said, "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he is not here. He's been raised and is going before you to Galilee where you will see him." Imagine how scared and uncertain they must have been as night's darkness gave way to the first glimpses of Easter light, and as a new and powerful awareness began to dawn of something unbelievably amazing, something they had never even dared to imagine, something that would change their lives and change everything forever. The stone that had blocked the entrance to that tomb symbolized in many ways all that blocked the disciples' vision and weighed down their hearts. And it also symbolizes the many obstacles that often restrict our own ability to understand or to believe in and accept God's offer of love and of new life. And yet there, in that empty tomb, the tragedy and injustice and pain of Good Friday are transformed by God's grace into the healing and hope and joy of Easter. And from the death and resurrection of Jesus flows a powerful and liberating vision that changes and challenges us and calls us to change and to challenge the world. Because Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, rolls away all the stones that enclose us in darkness and commissions us to go forth without fear, proclaiming the good news of this gift of new life that is offered to us and to all through the power of Christ's resurrection. Our scriptures tonight recall the great story of God's working in our world throughout history, so that we and all God's children might have new and abundant life. And that story of God's redeeming purpose continues in our world, even in the midst of our own human fears and frailties, promising us new beginnings beyond the floods that engulf us, offering us an abiding hope for deliverance from all that enslaves us, and assuring us of God's desire to continually renew us and empower us to be God's people. And so on this sacred night, perhaps more than on any other, we are called to affirm that life and to give thanks for it. And we do so tonight not only by renewing our baptismal vows, but by also then coming forward as we feel called and comfortable to do, to receive an anointing with holy water. And this simple but solemn gesture that not only mirrors the cross of ashes that began our Lenten journey with the sign of our mortality, recalls the Spirit's anointing that we received in baptism as a sign of the eternal life that we share in Christ. And so in the power of Christ's resurrection, we become God's Easter people. And we will know that Easter is real and that Christ is alive within us when we become sacraments of his presence in the world, when our words heal and encourage, when our hearts become alive with compassion, when we stand together for justice and freedom and hope. Then will our lives proclaim the truth of Easter, that Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.